Corey here with another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with a true legend of the Windows Server team, Jeffrey Snover. He is a distinguished engineer, a part of the Windows Server team. He's the brain behind PowerShell and DSC. It's very exciting. I'm impressed, actually, that his guards let me within this close of a range. And this is very close. We are very close right now. today we're going to talk about... it's got weird.
Yeah.
It's got awesome. okay, whoa. Hello. Today we're going to talk about... what were we going to talk about? Oh, today we're going to talk about NanoServer and Windows Server in the cloud. So tell me a little bit about what you did here.
Yeah, so NanoServer is like the most important change we made since Windows NT.
It's awesome.
Really. Yeah. So we did technology planning for the server. We stepped back and take a look at where things are going.
Put it all up on the board.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I decided that, hey, we're doing great. You know, if you know, but like this year, 70% of all servers that get sold end up with Windows Server on it.
That's awesome.
So just fantastic enterprise operating system.
Awesome. Yeah.
But when I look at what it took to succeed in the cloud, I realized we had to make some fundamental deep changes. Okay, it needed to be much smaller and much more efficient because we're going to have, like, in the cloud, you might have thousands or tens of thousands, or you have, how many do we tell people?
Lots. We don't tell people. Lots.
But lots.
Lots
of zeros.
More than that number.
Yeah. And so any resource usage times, like, those large numbers translates into lots of resource usage. So if you're using the resources, that's great, but if you're not, you shouldn't have them.
Right.
And we want to be super secure, and we want to reduce the servicing footprint. So basically, that's what NanoServer is. It's a dramatic refactoring of the server. It's 20 times smaller.
20 times?
20 times.
Wow.
So then people say, well, what'd you get rid of?
Yeah.
And the answer is the GUI.
Most of it.
No. Most of it's still there.
Okay.
Most of it's still there.
So the interface.
Got rid of the GUI, got rid of 32-bit support.
Yeah.
And things like MSI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
So it turns out that that was the bulk of it.
Right.
But the bulk
also, a lot of the security fixes needed to go there too, so now you don't have to take those at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, we analyzed the patches for 2014.
Yeah.
And said, hey, if that patch, would it have applied to NanoServer, and there were 1/10 the number of critical patches.
Yeah.
1/10.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so what will people be able to do with this in Azure? Let me bring it back to what I care about, which is my product. And
it's
not
all about you,
not
Corey.
Your product at all. as long as it helps me, as we were talking about earlier, as long as it helps me, I care.
Yeah.
So tell me how it helps me.
Yeah, so what it means is that people will be able to get the most for any of the resources that they buy.
Yes.
They buy a VM, the majority of that VM is going for their application.
Got it.
As opposed to...
So they may be able to buy
US.
Less, actually, and still get the full benefit using this. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Exactly.
So it helps my customers, but it actually doesn't help me because they buy less.
No.
I see.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I obviously want most efficient usage of the resources.
So you'll be able to deploy very quickly. You'll
Got
be
it.
Able to manage things. You'll have to service less, and it'll be more secure.
Cool, man.
So get this. You know, we're doing the numbers will change as we continue to evolve it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the lab, we have VMs booting in like 2.5 seconds.
Wow.
2.5 seconds.
Seconds.
Is that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah. So these are like really competitive
like a new
numbers.
Age. Yeah.
No, they really are. They're really competitive numbers, compelling numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Competitive numbers.
Competitive.
I like it.
Yeah. And so basically, over time, NanoServer will be the basis. You know, we're going to refactor all of server to be built on NanoServer.
Wow.
But to begin with, we're really focused in on two scenarios. So the first is Cloud OS infrastructure.
Yes.
So concretely, that means the operating system required to run our cloud platform solution, the product there. So that's Hyper-V clusters and storage clusters.
Yep.
And then born in the cloud applications.
There you go.
So this will be in the
guest. That's really where we'll get that into the gallery, and people can deploy directly into Azure with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
So we're going after all the runtime. So at the latest conferences, I showed a chef provisioning Nginx to run a Django runtime.
On top of NanoServer.
On top of NanoServer.
Oh, beautiful.
Just like that.
Let's get that live in the gallery. We should do that.
Oh, we should. Oh. I like that one.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really enlightening for me, at least. And it sounds like, well, actually, when can people get their hands on this? Or can they already? Please.
Yeah, they already can.
Maybe a link down here we'll put. Right down here. Well, anyway, it was nice talking with you. I'm glad we got the chance to do this. And we'll talk more about some of the other things, PowerShell and DSC integration in Azure coming up soon.
Great.
Yeah, thanks again. And thank you for your time. Sorry for his inappropriateness. And we'll see you next time. little bit of that. Anyway, that's my problem. How about that?
All set.
All right, so now we're going to start the whole thing over again. I don't even know how far we got before your device broke. We'll start at the beginning. All right, you ready? All right.